views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What do you do when you have time on your hands? Lots of it. This is a real challenge in retirement. What do you do with all those hours? Decide to be your own boss and move forward with zero guilt and zero regrets. Tune in to Fresh Courage Radio. It's your time to shine with host Sharon Rolfe on Transformation Talk Radio. We all have something special to share with the world, but many of us fail to use our innate talents to the fullest possible potential. Communities, cities, and nations grow stronger when everyone brings forward their unique gifts and talents to build and to create. We're creating with a freedom we never had before. It's not a trap. It's not a dream. You really are free. Time is your key to unlocking a life kept in waiting. Let's get started. There's no time to waste on Fresh Courage Radio with Sharon Rolfe now.
Hi, I'm your host, Sharon Rolfe, and you are listening to Fresh Courage coming to you on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. And we're here with Fresh Courage. It's your time to shine to help you live wholeheartedly, to enjoy everything, to live boldly and with meaningfulness. And in our lives, we have choices we can make, and we can either be grateful or we can live from our ego. We can live from our what we have or what we want. Old versus limiting ourselves. Can't versus how can I? Maybe even being isolated or considering who else is lonely. So my guest today is Dr. Sarah Zeff Geber. She's a life planning expert and certified retirement coach with a PhD in counseling and human behavior. Welcome to Fresh Courage, Sarah.
Thank you, Sharon. Happy to be here.
Good. I've asked Sarah to be here because we've all been single at some point and will be again in the sometime in our life. We were born single and we'll probably die single. But there is Dr. Sarah Zeff Geber has done a lot of research on the difference of whether we go into our retirement years with children or not having children, because there's a big difference between how we need to look and plan for our life. So, Dr. Sarah, what are we going to learn today?
Well, I'm going to talk a lot about solo aging, which is what I call people who are aging without the kind of a safety net of adult children. Mm-hmm. And I call those in that category, including myself, solo agers. And I got very, very interested in solo aging when I looked around me about 10 years ago and I saw that most of my contemporaries were spending a tremendous amount of time taking care of their aging parents. They were flying all over the country. They were trying to arrange things long distance, or if local, they were spending a lot of time with those parents, doing just a whole host of things that probably no one else would be doing. Now, since my husband and I don't have kids, I said to him one day, you know, I'm noticing this going on around us, even though our parents aren't still alive, but who's going to do that for us? Mm-hmm. Of course, the answer was, well, there's nobody that's going to do that for us. Then I started to look into how widespread that potential problem is and discovered that almost 20% of baby boomer women did not have children. Now, that comes from a 2010 Pew Research study. And the actual number is 19.4%. But, you know, kind of rounding that up a little bit, if you look around you, 1 in 5 of the baby boomer women you see does not have her own children. Some of them may be raising or may have raised stepchildren and be close to them. But there really is no actual replacement often for your own children in terms of helping you as you get older. So we have to come up with some unique ways and plan ahead so that we won't be isolated and lonely in our later years, and that we will have the relationships that nurture us throughout our life, continuing into our later life. So that's some of the stuff that I'm going to be talking about today.
Okay. And why is this important, Sarah?
Why is it important? Well, for many of the reasons that I just elaborated on, I think there is no real safe in kind of an instinctive safety net for us. We may not want to be a burden on our children as we get older, and I hear countless of my own contemporaries say that to me. Even though they may have kids, they don't want to be a burden on those kids. But when push comes to shove, adult children generally rush in and do what needs to be done. Mm-hmm. But if there are no adult children available for that, then we're going to have to make some other arrangements, either with other people we're related to or with people that we have actually hired to do that for us.
Okay. So let's start then by defining solo aging.
Solo aging is people who, solo agers are people who do not have children or who are aging alone for other reasons. Some people have children, but they are living 9,000 miles away, or they're they may be estranged. There's all kinds of reasons these days why.
TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net. TheAngelLady.net.
Hey, how's it going? If it's stressful or just plain exhausting, New Light Living is here to ask, is this the way you want to live? Join me, your intuitive spiritual life coach and host, Erica Sullivan, every week on New Light Living. Discover the power of creative tools to start living every day as your ideal dream day. See your life in the new light. To learn more, visit newlightliving.com.
Okay, thank you for coming back to Transformation Talk Radio and Fresh Courage. It's your time to shine, and our guest is Sarah Zeff-Geber today, and we're talking about solo aging, and she describes that as not having family members that are morally responsible for helping us in our older age. And that when we don't have children, like I don't have children and Sarah doesn't have children, that we're kind of flying without a safety net. So, so Sarah has, let me just mention that she was a recent recipient of the 2018 Influencers in Aging designation by PBS program Next Avenue, and is a regular contributor of Forbes magazine. So, our solo agers, Sarah mentioned that there's 20%, 1 in 5 women, baby boomers, never had children. So are we actually more vulnerable to isolation and loneliness as we get older, Sarah?
Well, I think so, because the people that are the most prevalent in the lives of older adults are their grown kids and grandkids. If you look around you, that's what you'll see, both in retirement communities and for people who are living on their own. When I ask people that are in management at retirement communities who they see coming to visit their residence, they say it's mostly the adult children, sometimes other family members, of course, grandkids, and occasionally a sibling. So if you don't have children, it's a great time to start kind of taking stock of what your key relationships are, and especially those with younger people, maybe with nieces mm-hmm. or nephews, and starting to have some critical discussions with them about what you want as you get older.
Mm-hmm. Retirement coaches seminar the end of last month, and she brought up a slide of how solo agers can combat isolation. And that's what really got my attention. I took a photo of that slide because I thought there was like 8 or 10 things you mentioned there, Sarah. You want to go over some of those?
Sure. The key things that adult children do for their aging parents is, number one, they are the primary social support system. I have a 96-year-old cousin that lives in a retirement community near where we live, and her daughter lives nearby as well, and my husband is actually the blood relative. But her daughter does so much for her in that retirement community. Some of the things that typically people will do for their aging parents in a retirement community are manage real estate transactions, take care of financial obligations, pay the bills, make mm-hmm. investment decisions. Mm-hmm. We all think that we're going to be able to continue making those kinds of decisions and handling those kinds of things as we get older, because we don't see ourselves losing cognitive ability. But it happens. It just becomes very, very difficult for older people to manage that. Ask anyone in their mid-90s and they will tell you it's just not as easy as it was. So in a lot of cases, the adult children take over those functions. A lot of shopping, picking up prescriptions, going to doctor's appointments. Many times, as people get older, they find reason to give up their driver's license. First, night driving becomes difficult. And then their vision starts to deteriorate to the extent where even daytime driving doesn't feel particularly safe. So that happens to many, many people. You may well know a 90-something-year-old who is still driving. I've met a couple, but that's the exception, not the rule. So all of those kinds of things are often assisted or taken care of by the adult children.
Mm. Boy, that's a big list, isn't it?
It is a big list.
Yeah. So let's talk some more about that isolation. Do you find that the nieces or children in those senior living situations also help the older people keep socially active?
Generally, that only occurs if the arrangements have been made ahead of time. So now, while you, if you are a listener in your 50s or 60s or 70s, and you're still feeling good and have some connections with your nieces and nephews, you may not feel any sense of urgency now, but I would strongly encourage you to have the conversations with your nieces and nephews. Tell them what your plans are for the future. Do you plan to age in your home? And if so, how are you going to get help in there when you need it? You may want to ask a niece or a nephew to check in on with you on at least a monthly basis, just to see how you're doing. And if they notice any changes, to call your attention to it, and then maybe set up a connection with your primary care physician or your financial advisor or your estate attorney, because these are all people that we typically hire to help us out, both while we're in the prime of life and when we may be impaired and no longer able to do the same kinds of things that we're doing as a middle-aged person. So start early is my recommendation, and talk to your nieces and nephews or a younger sibling or a very dear friend. That the problem with very dear friends is that they're usually our contemporaries, and we really don't know who's going to need help first. So I often tell people it's a great idea to expand your circle of friends to include younger people, however and wherever you can. I know for me, I have done that through a book group that I belong to. When I first started doing this work, I realized that my own circle of friends were all my contemporaries. And through this book group that I've been involved with for about 3 years now, I now have women friends who are in their 40s. And as we get closer and learn more about each other's lives, they will be candidates of people to help me with things as I age.
Mm-hmm. So I think you've mentioned a couple things, how we can guard against this isolation and loneliness. Did you have some more ideas on that?
The best way we can guard against it is to really reinforce and nurture our, what I call our social support system. Mm-hmm. So those people that you do consider close friends, and people around you that are family, if you have family living near you, begin the conversations now about how you are concerned about being isolated as an older adult, and start talking to them about how you can prevent that, how they can help you prevent that. When I'm coaching people, I often encourage them to consider moving to be closer to family. Mm-hmm. If you don't have family, consider strongly the potential for joining a senior housing community of some sort. They come in all different flavors. And the closer you can come to living in a community where people see each other regularly and have constant contact with one another, it's so much better than aging in your single family two-story home on a cul-de-sac somewhere where no one ever sees anybody else because they go in and out of their garages and there's no opportunity for discussion.
Mm-hmm.
So I have in my in the talks that I do, I often have people that come from senior centers where they find a great deal of activity and opportunities to interact with a variety of people. Mm-hmm. Certainly the staff is often younger than many of the people who visit the center, but there are also a variety of ages of people visiting the center. I have, through senior centers, I have met people who live in wonderful mobile home parks, and I have become a big fan of mobile home parks. Because they are so different than your typical home on a cul-de-sac. They generally have a common room where everybody has to go pick up their mail and do their laundry and so many other ways that people just interact with one another on a daily basis. Most people choose to walk around the community just for exercise and to visit with other people. People's mobile homes are typically much closer to one another than single family homes that are built on a slab in a subdivision somewhere. So, you know, depending on what your finances are, I would encourage you to consider some kind of community where you are expected to interact with others on a regular basis, which you are not in your single family home.
Yeah. That's a big deal, isn't it?
It is a big deal. Mm-hmm. Very big deal. Now, people who are aging in big cities are sometimes better off. For one thing, larger cities tend to have better transportation systems that are more easily accessed. People in cities tend to live in condominiums and townhomes where they don't have the hassle of yard care, which can get old as we get old. They also live in closer proximity to their neighbors and often know their neighbors better than those people who are living in the suburbs, who have a half an acre of property and may or may not take walks around their neighborhood to interact with others. So there's some qualitative differences depending on what part of a town we live in.
So you're saying some of the challenges is not only that we need to keep socially connected, either in our living arrangements or single homes, we have to put a lot more effort into being social when we're isolated in individual homes. And so condos and senior centers or senior living places are help us with that.
Yes, it's easier to be social when you live close to people. There's a lot of talk about aging in place and how most people want to age in place. AARP did some studies and determined that 80-something% of everybody they surveyed wants to age in place. Well, I'm not a huge fan of aging in place, especially for solo agers. I think we should all be aging in community of some sort.
Yeah. Yeah.
And whether it's a mobile home park or a continuing care retirement community or even just a 55 plus community where you can rent or purchase a condo or a home. And again, the advantage of most of those communities over just living as you have throughout your life in more isolated communities is that there are often activities that are available for people in those communities, even if there is not care available, which typically a 55 plus community doesn't have any care attached to it. You would have to look at more continuing care retirement communities or assisted living for that. But even without the care component, at least there are activities and places where you can go to meet people, lots of different clubs, lots of different organizations that you can join right there, and you don't have to go very far to find your perfect book club or your perfect mahjong game.
I know there's a senior trailer park about 4 or 5 miles from me, and there is actually a waiting list to get into that park.
I bet. They're very popular, and I tell you, I've become a very big fan of them. I like to refer to them as mobile home parks, though.
Mobile home. All right.
Even though a lot of people are actually living in what we would call trailers, they're mobile. You could attach to them and pull them away.
Yeah. So when we come back, we're going to talk about some more challenges. And stay tuned as we talk about solo aging with Dr. Sarah Geber, Zeph Geber. Thank you.
Living Lighter Radio with Jason and Patricia. We have an ecosystem approach to your life. Tune in weekly every Monday at 1 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio as we, Jason and Patricia, discuss what's truly holding you back. We offer you the tools you need to reach your goals and at the same time be living lighter. For more information about Living Lighter, visit www.livinglighter.org.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Obert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Obert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Tune in to Knowledge Book Radio with host Marge Potasek each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Through many experiences, Marge was led to the Knowledge Book, a gift to humanity in its transition to the Golden Age, and it provided the truth and the answers. She now shares information from the Knowledge Book with you each week on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
You know that moment when you realize you've mastered your wellness or that you will never fall off the roller coaster of life? Well, yeah, me either. But I still ride unicorn. I will teach you how to become a mindset master. You will learn how your habits and behavior affect the success of your nutrition and exercise, relationships, organization, and so much more. Motivation doesn't arrive in an email, so stop waiting for it. You have to take action, then motivation follows. I am Coach Peggy Wells. Get out of your comfort zone and recognize the simple truth. We aren't that special. We all have crap to deal with, and we all have a lot more in common than not. I want to spark you into action. We will learn, love, and laugh together. So join me every first and third Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific for Coach Couch and Coffee Radio, where you will learn that being happy and healthy is way more than carrot sticks and squats. I'll talk to you later.
So you are listening to Fresh Courage on Transformation Talk Radio, and this is Sharon Rolfe, and my guest is Dr. Sarah Zeff-Geber, who's written a book called The Essential Retirement Planning for Solo Agers, Retirement and Aging Roadmap for Single and Childless Adults. And she's also a contributor to Not Your Mother's Retirement Book and Live Smart After 50. So, Sarah, we were talking about some important challenges. You want to recap those for our audience?
Yeah, I think if I were to just, in a nutshell, say what the three most important challenges are for solo agers, it would be housing, care, and social connections. So attending to those three and making sure you have those covered as best you can as you get older, I think is very important, more important for solo agers probably than for parents.
And what about if we feel like we kind of got things covered with long-term care insurance? Does that enter into this? Does it improve it?
Well, it does. Okay. I have for many years encouraged solo agers to at least look into long-term care insurance. It is expensive and it can be a little hard to get now because there was a big shakeout in the industry about 5 or 6 years ago, frankly, because insurance companies didn't plan on us all living so long. But now that we are, people are really using their long-term care insurance more than the actuaries thought they would. So these actuaries are rarely wrong, but when they are, it can be rather disastrous for insurance companies. So today, if you don't have long-term care insurance and you're in your 50s or early 60s, I would encourage you to at least talk to a long-term care insurance specialist, not someone who represents a particular insurance company, but someone who can represent all of them and tell you what they're seeing in the market today. There are now some hybrid policies that include a hybrid between life insurance and long-term care insurance. And I am not an expert in that area, so I can't go much further in explaining what that is. But again, it's something to talk to your financial advisor about, and to a long-term care insurance specialist.
And talking to a long-term care specialist wouldn't necessarily impact these three important challenges, right?
No, long-term care insurance is taking it, it. Well, actually, it does. It impacts the care portion of that, because we need to understand how we're going to finance our care, as well as make a determination about where that care is going to come from.
Okay.
In the last segment, I mentioned that I'm not a fan of aging in place. I am a fan of aging in the right place. So we all, especially solo agers, need to look at what is that right place for us to age. Mm-hmm. Is it in our current environment? Maybe you live in an apartment or a condo and you do know your neighbors and you think it's, and you have no interest in moving into a senior community, and maybe that will work out for you. But you need to set up some things ahead of time. You need to know who's going to be there for you if you need help. If your mental faculties begin to flag, who's going to notice that? Mm-hmm. And then who will be able to make decisions for you if you cannot? Certainly, you have hopefully identified someone in your long-term planning from your advanced directive and your estate documents. Certainly, those are very important things to do. Again, if you're a listener in your 50s and 60s and you haven't done your advanced directive and your estate planning, I would strongly encourage you to do that. Again, the big difference between solo agers and people who do have kids and grandkids nearby is that we just don't have that safety net.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I bet you everybody listening can think of someone they knew that was diagnosed with early onset dementia or became very ill. And who was it? Look back at that and think about who was it that rushed in to help them? If it wasn't their adult children, if they don't have adult children, how did they manage?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a lady in my building here that fell about a month ago. She was on the floor for 4 days.
Oh,
before
God.
The lady below her found her. Yeah, and it could have easily been a disaster, but she's okay and being taken care of by some nieces. So what about, we've kind of touched on living arrangements, and you kind of told us a little bit about some special kinds of living arrangements. Are there other things that you want to cover with that, Dr. Sarah?
Yeah, I'd like to talk about living arrangements because I just for exactly for the reason you mentioned, Sharon, taking a tumble, laying on the floor for 4 days, what a horrible nightmare.
Yeah.
I don't think that we should be aging alone at all without some kind of safety mechanism very nearby. Now, obviously, this woman couldn't get to a phone or couldn't do anything for herself, and that's really a nightmare of a situation. If you do live alone, look into getting some kind of call button that you keep with you and wear all the time. I think a better solution is to think about how you might be able to live in your later years with people you love.
Yeah.
I'm betting that there are a lot of people listening to this show who have friends about their own age that probably live in similar circumstances. Think about what it might be like to live with some of your friends, either in a large home or in adjacent apartments or in a senior community where you can still continue to enjoy each other's company for as long as you both live. I really encourage that. I sometimes like to talk about aging with your besties or with your BFFs. And I think that's a good solution, especially for women. There are a lot of organizations today that facilitate home sharing. So you may have a home that you have several empty bedrooms that could be rented out to other people who are either are your own age or maybe to younger people who need a break in the rent in exchange for some maintenance around the house. Those are all very doable kinds of arrangements. Home sharing has become more and more popular for older adults, and I am a big, big fan of that. I think anytime we can arrange to spend more quality time with the people we love and deepen those bonds, because we just really don't know who's going to need help and care and when we're going to need it.
So in getting ready for this show, I found some websites that might be something worth looking at. Let's Share Housing is a housemate service in the Portland, Oregon area. There's companies like Silver Nest and Roommates for Boomers that do charge you a fee for matching older renters and homeowners. Another idea is Let's Share Housing Meetup Group. And there's actually a sharehousing.com that explores thorny issues like politics and religion to meet and match people as well. So I really like your idea of the mobile home parks and that kind of thing too. So let's see. Let's talk then. You've got a book that might be a resource to people, and you want to mention that now, Sarah?
My Essential Retirement Planning for Solo Agers. Yes, that is a book that I wrote and was published by Mango Publishing in 2018. It's been out for about a year and a half now. And it's really a primer for and about solo agers, starting with why there's so many of us, which you can kind of figure out if you look at what was going on in the late 60s and early 70s when most of us were making decisions about careers and kids and whatnot. We were the first generation of women in history to have real choices about what we did with our lives. We no longer had to have children. We no longer had to have a marital partner. So that led to a lot of people, including me, deciding that I wasn't going to have children.
So let's cover that some more when we come back. And I think that's going to be an interesting a reason to stay tuned, audience, and listen to Fresh Courage. Stay tuned.
TheAngelLady.net. 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 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm. Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net. 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 Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net. 1-800-323-1790. 1-800-323-1790. Sue Storm, Sue Storm. TheAngelLady.net. TheAngelLady.net.
How many times do you find yourself saying, "It was nothing"? Next time someone tells you, "Great job," you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com, and listen to the first Tuesday of the month at 11 a.m. Pacific with host Sherry Clark. You have the courage to be seen. see you later.
Part of life is the aromas and delights of our sensuality. Hummingbird Jewel shares her secret formula and her signature fragrance oil, Julia. This fragrance oil can be used in a variety of ways, such as scenting your laundry, car, or closet. The oils come in roll-ons for convenience. If you prefer a perfume bottle, we can package them together, elegantly wrapped for gift-giving. If you're interested, contact me at hummingbird-jewel.com.
Right now, ask yourself, how far are you from your dream? Are you closer today than yesterday? Entrepreneur and personal coach Deborah Rothschild brings the wit and wisdom to transform you into a new dynamic you. Tune in to the Deborah Rothschild Show, Developing a Dynamic You. To learn more about Deborah, visit thedeborahshow.com. That's the D-E-B-R-A show.com.
Tune in live every Wednesday, 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com.
Our angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Thank you for continuing to listen today on Fresh Courage on Transformation Talk Radio. And this is Sharon Rolfe with my guest today, Sarah Zeff Geber. And her website is sarazeffgeber.com. And you want to check out her website because she's got lots of freebies out there to help you with your planning for decision making, like leaving a legacy or your relationship evaluation worksheet. She's got a worksheet on the criteria for living outside the home and even for age-friendly homes, because a lot of thought has been given into how to make our homes safer for older people. And let me also mention those websites about sharing housing. Let's Share Housing. Let's Share Housing Meetup Group, Silver Nest Company, and Roommates for Boomers, and sharinghousing.com. So, Dr. Sarah, tell us, what should we solo agers do this next week or this next month without delay? Or our friends help our solo agers that we know do something, you know, soon in this planning process?
I think that the thing that everyone needs to start doing sooner rather than later is start talking about this. Talk about it with your friends, talk about it with your family, if you have family around, especially if you have family around. But, you know, everybody ought to be doing that, whether they're solo agers or whether they're, whether they have five kids and 18 grandkids. People need to talk about what they expect in their future. And as we get older, we need to really acknowledge the fact that we may, in fact, need some help at some point in our lives. And who is that going to come from? So begin to talk about these things with your family and with other friends, especially friends who are in the same boat, because once they warm up to the idea of talking about it, I think they're going to want to. I think they'll want to engage with you to talk about all the different possibilities for how they can stay safer and happier and busier and free from isolation in their older lives, their older years.
More vibrant. Yeah. So just to recap again, you said in the last segment that the reason this is such a new discussion for so many of us is that the boomers are now have more choices and there's more of us without children. So just touch on that one more time. This is a new culture for us.
Well, the boomers have had lots more choices than their parents throughout their lives. And the choice that I was alluding to that led to so many boomers not having kids is in the mid-60s, the pill came out. And by the late 60s and early 70s, pretty much every woman I knew was on the pill. And we could regulate very exactly when and whether we were going to have kids. So choosing not to have kids depended on having reliable birth control, for starters. But the other big factor was that in the late 60s and throughout the 70s, a lot of doors that had previously been closed to women for higher education and for better jobs, better paying jobs, moving up the hierarchy in an organization, being let into some of the better universities in the country, that was all very new. Women were quite limited back in the 20s and 30s and 40s. Our mothers just simply did not have the opportunities that we did in the 70s and beyond. So it's those kinds of choices that we made early on that have kind of created our lives and what's in them today. Mm-hmm. So whether you feel like you made a mistake not having kids or made the right choice, it really doesn't matter because you can't undo it and make a new choice now. We all need to accept what our current position is and work with it.
So let me mention that my website is effortlessvitality.org, and I do YouTubes on a weekly basis, vlog, I guess I call it, and I'm on Facebook and LinkedIn. So Sarah, what about your social media?
I'm on Facebook and LinkedIn also, and I want to just hold up a copy of my book so you can see what it looks like, and you can also see my name down there. My website, sarahzefgeber.com, has a lot of the free giveaways that Sharon mentioned. They're in the form of worksheets that you can use as guides for discussions with others that are around your same age and maybe also solo agers. And for your own planning, one of my favorite ones is the Change and Adaptability Quiz. And in fact, it's the most popular one that people request, because you'd simply go to my website and request it and I send it to you. But it is probably the most popular one, because that's really what successful aging takes, is the ability to make changes and be adaptable to the things that happen to us as we get older.
So you're still actively engaged in research and retirement coaching, is that right?
Yes. What was the last thing you said? Research and
retirement coaching?
Oh, yes. I still do retirement coaching. I do a lot of speaking to raise awareness about solo aging. I think it's one of the, it's something that people just don't acknowledge until they hear from me or someone that 20% of boomers don't have kids. It's just a big aha for people when they realize that. And, you know, almost anywhere I go and anybody I talk to, if they aren't solo agers, they know someone or have a sibling who's a solo ager. It's mm-hmm. pretty hard not to know someone who is in that category.
Is there anything that you're working on that maybe we could help contribute to?
Gosh, nothing that I can think of right offhand. At the moment, I am just doing a lot of different media appearances. Again, my quest right now, my reason for getting up in the morning is to promote the idea that solo agers are prevalent among us, and that we need to do some additional thinking about where we're going and who we're going to go with into our later years.
Well, you've certainly given me something to think about. I've never had children, and I'm still like 200 miles away from my sisters. And, you know, I like to think I'm going to stay strong and capable, but like my neighbor falling is certainly something that does happen. And I don't know whether being dependent upon my sisters is even a good thing, but I like the mobile home parks that you mentioned about and living in a community. I know one of the people I might be bringing on later is a couple very highly engaged in their senior community, and they said start sooner than later to choose
yes.
where to live your years, because they've been there nearly 10 years, I think.
Yes.
Very interesting people. Anything else you want to add to how people can either find your book or your website?
I don't think there's anything more to add from that. My book's very available on Amazon. You can find it through my name or the name of the book. It's also available through Barnes & Noble and other other online outlets. Mm-hmm. But you know, Sharon, when you mentioned having sisters, one of the women I worked with a few years ago, a client of mine, also has two sisters. And what they figured out that they wanted to do was they're all single, by the way, and never been married, never had any kids, any of the
wow.
three of them. And they're buying condominiums in one particular complex and living as close to one another as possible. So in that way, they can not only help one another, but they can also share care resources. And that's something else that solo agers can think about when they join forces with their besties or other people that they meet in meetup groups that want to really do some serious planning for the future.
Good.
About sharing resources like senior care managers and people who come in and help with activities of daily living, because eventually most of us will need something like that.
Well, thank you for listening today. Sarah's given us a lot to think about, and planning is probably not on the top of your list of things to do today, but do it this week, do it this month. And we'll, on next week's Fresh Courage, we're going to talk about intergenerational communities. And I think this plays into this discussion as well. Thank you for listening today. Thank you, Dr. Sarah.
Thank you, Sharon.
Ready to take some liberties and call some shots? I know I am. Join in next week on Fresh Courage Radio. It's your time to shine with Sharon Rolfe on TransformationTalkRadio.com. If you still need some inspiration, let your curiosity lead you. Many still find their lives ruled by the clock, but you forge your own path. You are starting on a journey that will lead you outward, out of isolation, and inward to your true desires for life. There is no map where we're going, but let Sharon Rolfe be your guide in a new world of possibilities. Find your passion, find your reason, find your fun, and everything you dreamed of. Every week brings new insights and ideas to light your way and elevate your day. To learn more about Fresh Courage Radio with Sharon Rolfe, please visit effortlessvitality.org.